welcome everybody to our class on Yom Kippur, 5759. Right? New year, Yom Kippur. I want to welcome you all to the mikveh. That's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is a mikveh. It's a day you completely get cleansed, purified. Right? Two aspects, actually. Kapora and a tahara. An atonement and a purification. Yom Kippur is a mikveh. There's only one condition. You have to want to enter it. Totally. You know, if you go in a mikveh and you have one finger out, it doesn't count. You have to have total immersion. That's what a yid has to do on Yom Kippur. He has to be totally immersed into the day. If you totally immerse yourself, body and soul, then Yom Kippur acts as a mikveh. It acts as a tahara. It purifies you. You start all over again. Part of the reason a mikveh has 40 sa'as, 40 measurements of water in it, because a vlad, a fetus, is formed in 40 days. The world was full of water at the beginning in creation. All this represents a renewal, a cycle. The menses of a lady when she goes to the mikveh. A renewal, a cycle, brand new, a new start, a new beginning. That's what the mikveh represents. That's what Yom Kippur represents. Yep. Lo haya yomim tovim liYisrael ki Yom HaKippurim. There was never any such great a day. The biggest day of Simcha for Israel is Yom Kippur. Why? Bo yesh slicha mechila. It's a day of complete atonement, complete forgiveness. Yeah? That's it. You become cleansed. You get a chance to start all over. There's no bigger Simcha than that. That's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is a mikveh. So our job is to prepare, to remove all the chatzitzis, remove all the things that are separating us from the day. Shesach, you know what I'm talking about. Whatever it is. You know, our egos, our jealousies, whatever it is, whatever we got that's going to cause a separation between us and the water of Yom Kippur. That's the job today, tomorrow. Entering Yom Kippur. To remove any possible chatzitza, any possible separation between us and the day. Then Yom Kippur comes, and we can enter into it fully. Okay, so that's what we're going to try to discuss today. We're going to try to discuss how one removes these barriers that separates us from the mikveh, that separates us from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says. It says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is called a mikveh. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a mikveh. He purifies us. First thing we have to talk about is the process of doing tshuva. That's how we remove the barriers. Okay. That's a concept that we've been talking a lot about last month. And this is the day of tshuva, Yom Kippur tshuva. But we have to ask, what do we want to do tshuva for? What do we want to repent for? What do you want to have regret for? Are we having a tshuva, as they say, a tshuva meyira, a tshuva out of fear? That's what we're supposed to be doing. You know, we enter the day of judgment on Rosh Hashanah, right? The book is open. The book is sealed on Yom Kippur. There should be a fear, a trepidation. Tshuva meyira. Tshuva out of fear. So what do we fear? What's the concept of a tshuva out of fear? We fear the einish. We fear the punishment from our sins. Right? That's what we're supposed to, that's a simple meaning of yira. The truth is, we should have a fear for something else. There's a fear of einish, yeah? No, there's a fear from the sin itself. You hear? Which one do we fear? Truth is, we should have a fear from the sin itself. Because every chet, every avera, every sin a person does, this distances, causes a further rechuk, a distance from themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the biggest yira. That's the biggest fear. The biggest fear, shekol chet nichrach begs of einish mishpat v'od mashu gerul yoysem amenu. Every sin has a, we cause ourselves a punishment, but something much, much worse. Harichuk shemisrachak yehudi ma'al aviv shemshvayim. The distance that we're causing ourselves from our Father in Heaven, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to understand that when it says, we read earlier, that wasn't days as happy as Yom Kippur, it says, for this is the biggest day of Simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the biggest day of Simcha. Because he gets to cleanse his children. We get to get close to him again. So you understand, a sin causes the opposite. All right. You have to remember, you know, they say, like, you know, we talk about a lot of times Zvul and Yisachar. Within each one of us is a Zvul and Yisachar. You know the concept, the partnership. Zvul takes care of the materialistic world. Yisachar sits and learn and make a shutfus partnership. Each one of us is a Zvul and Yisachar. You have the Zvul, your body. You have the Yisachar, your neshama. There's a partnership there within each one of us. The problem is that, you know, we look in the mirror, we don't see the neshama. We see Zevulun. We see the body. We have to stop and think that a yid has a neshama. What's a neshama? I mean, you got this neshama, this soul within you. We got to stop and think what's going on here. To a sin, how it affects, it causes a blemish on the neshama. The body doesn't sense it. But you become less sensitive. Every sin you do, you become more coarse, more grub, less sensitive to spirituality. We wonder why we don't feel a Shabbos, why we don't feel mitzvahs, we don't feel brachas, we don't... It's because we do sins. So we damage. We damage that sensitive instrument called the neshama. It doesn't feel. It becomes dull. Now, if you have a locomotive, right? Imagine a big, long, 50-car locomotive. Big, powerful engine. And you take it and you put in it a paper cup. That's why you got the locomotive. To transport a paper cup. It sounds ridiculous, right? Sounds ridiculous. And that's talk of what we do with our neshama. We got this powerful, unbelievable, powerful spiritual entity called a neshama. And what do we do with it most of our lives? We carry paper cups. We schlep it around in the body. The body goes, plays tennis, it goes on vacations, and it eats, right? Dresses up, and drives in its car, you know, and it's like, the neshama's there. You know, but it's in there, you know, it's the locomotive carrying a paper cup. Our primary focus is on the locomotive, on this machine called the body. We forget about the neshama. So comes Yom Kippur, and we have a chance to re-sensitize ourselves, to reacquaint ourselves. Shalom Aleichem. Let me introduce you to your neshama. That's why Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbason. Right? A double Shabbos. What's a Shabbos? Shabbos is a time of shvita, which means rest. You refrain from doing work, right? The idea of it, of course we know the idea, Hashem's creator of the world, and everything returns back to its source on Shabbos, so to speak, and we cease from being creators. Okay? Spiritually, the essence of that, the sensitivity in that, is that we try to get that neshama yisera awakened, that extra neshama you get on Shabbos. You know that? You know the concept? You get an extra neshama on Shabbos. And by shvita, by refraining from the physical world, you can focus more on your spiritual side, on your yisachar. Yeah? That's Shabbos. Yom Shvita, in Yonei Olam Hazeh, from this world. As a matter of fact, Shabbos goes so far, if you want to know Ikar Din, by the letter of the law, you're not supposed to talk about politics on Shabbos. You're not supposed to talk about anything in the mundane world, sports, politics. It's supposed to be a day devoted totally to the neshama. You hear? That's Shabbos. Okay? From the word Shav, to return. Shabbayam Shabbos, Hakol Shav L'Sharasho. Everything returns to its source, including ourselves. Each one of us returns to that Chelek Elokah Memal, to that godly part of ourselves. We readdress it. Okay? The way you do it is separating yourself from the physical world. Comes Yom Kippur, and we have a double language of Shabbos. That's what it says in the Torah. Shabbos, Shabboson. Right? Because not only, what's the double language? Not only do we refrain, right, from work activities like we do on Shabbos, but we further refrain from physicality in that we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't have relations, we don't anoint our bodies. A mamish, a complete precious, a day of restriction from physical, even from things that are normally allowed. What's the idea? What's the idea? The idea is to reacquaint yourself with the real you. It's interesting. Rambam says it's not an affliction. These five areas, eating, drinking, anointing, relations, bathing. It's not a restriction. It's a shvita. It's a rest. You don't need them today. You don't need them today. It's a rest. You don't have to be bothered by the physical demands of the body. Always telling you're hungry, you're thirsty, you gotta have this, you gotta have that. No, today you don't need that. Today you're like a malach, it says. You're like an angel. Right? We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed in a loud voice, like angels. Right? We're white. Man wears a kittel. Daimim la'angels. It's the malachim to angels this day. You don't need to address the physical. You can take a rest from it. Not an affliction. A rest. You don't need it. You're going to address the real you. Shabbos, Shabboson. You refrain from work activities and you refrain from normal physical activities. One day a year. One day a year. Concentrate on the spirituality. Concentrate on what's the ikkar. Why you're here in this world. One day a year. The lesson of Yom Kippur is the lesson of Yom Kippur is a lesson of life. Yom Kippur is a day of judgment. It's a microcosm of the ultimate day of judgment. Yeah? It's an ultimate day of judgment. Yom Kippur, you got a little bit of a glimpse of that. Ultimate day of judgment, your soul is naked before Hashem. Give it an accounting. That's the idea. So one day a year, we say, you know what's the ikkar by us? You know what the main thing is by us? The main thing by us is Torah, is davening, is spirituality, is mitzvahs. It's not the physicality. It's not eating. It's not all these things that tantalize our taste buds and our nerve endings. That's what Yom Kippur is about. One day a year to symbolize what we realize Hashem, we plug ourselves in, why we're here, and what's the most important thing to us. We don't need a physicality. We don't want it. The real essence of a Jew doesn't want it. That's the idea of Yom Kippur. That's the idea of Shabbos, Shabboson. The Neshama Yisera, you get on Shabbos. You get on Yom Kippur as well, this extra Neshama. You have more Neshama than goof. More Neshama than the body. More soul than physicality. The chance, you know, more soul, more spirituality, the chance to come on Yom Kippur to more of a feeling of Avas Hashem, a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a fear for Him. It's an opportunity. Let's talk about a Mishnah. Let's talk about a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Pretty much sums this whole thing up. Yafer Sha'ah Echas Be'olam Hazeh B'tshuva Maisim Tovim Mikol Chayei Olam Haba. 1 hour in this world doing tshuva, tshuva, key word, and good deeds is greater than all the next world. Right? First the Mishnah says, Ha'olam Hazeh Doimeh L'Prozdor Lifnei Olam Haba. This world is like an antechamber, a lobby to the next world. The Mishnah tells us, Hatken atzmacha beprozdor, kidei shtekanes betraklin. Prepare yourself here so you can enter the great banquet. This world, prepare yourself here. It's just a lobby, this world, so you can enter the great banquet of Olam Haba. That's the Mishnah. That's Yom Kippur. That's why we're here. We're not here to get fat. We're not here for the quote-unquote the good life, as they explain it in secular terms. We're here to make our neshama everything it can be, to prepare ourselves for the next world. 1 hour, one moment in this world doing shuva, ma'asim tovim, shuva, good deeds, mitzvahs, greater than all the next world. That's why we're here. That's why Yom Kippur, we separate ourselves from all physicality, to concentrate on that fact. Why we're here, what we're doing here. We get lost, we forget all year round. You know, it's a mitzvah to work to bring it. Of course, the mitzvah to survive and all these things. But we do that so much, we forget it's a means to an end. We forget that it's a means to an end. So that's Yom Kippur. This Mishnah is very important Mishnah. Whole of life is in that mitzvah. Mishnah ends off with saying, Yashbe Shachat Shekirach Ruach Bo'ilam Haba Mekol Chaya Oilam Hazeh. One moment of a passing fragrance for the reward of a mitzvah in the next world is greater than all this world. You hear that? Sounds like a contradiction. Thing is, this world's a factory. This is where you can do it. This is where you can do it. It's literally a divine opportunity. You have a chance here in this world, right, to do great things, tshuva, mitzvahs, right, which is greater than all the next world. Because you can't do any there. It's all over. You can't do anything. Now's the opportunity. Yom Kippur is that day, that one day a year, that even the accuser, the Satan, is shut up. He can't accuse us. It's the one day a year that a Jew gets in touch with his essence of why he's here in this world. That he realizes this is just an antechamber to the next world, just a lobby to the great banquet. That's Yom Kippur. It's up to you. It's up to you. Let me tell you a Gemara. There was a man by the name Eliezer ben Dardion before he became Frum. He pursued every Karen Beth there was in the world. He pursued every He had a lot of lady friends. Let's put it that way. Okay. Every prostitute in the world he visited. Well, there was this very famous prostitute. Okay. And he sailed the seas to go see her. And the Gemara goes in detail about how elaborate things were there. And he was up there and he was with her, and she made a statement to him. She made a certain statement to him, basically like the vanity of this world, like something comes and goes, it's gone, right? So too, you, Elias Ben Tardion, you're going to be gone from this world. Basically, you know, you're a lost cause. The words hit him like a ton of bricks. Right, and right there, he dropped whatever he was doing, right? Didn't finish the act with her, and he left, and he did a tshuva. And boy, did he do a tshuva. Did a tshuva. Says he went out, and he cried. The Gemara goes in detail, he cried to the heavens, the heavens and the earth, to pray for him. Whatever these metaphorically mean. And they said, how can we, you know, we got our own source. So he cried to the mountains to pray for them, this and that, over and over again. This prayed for me, that prayed for me, you know, beg forgiveness for me. They all sloughed them off. And finally he said, it's up to me. Basically, I can't blame anybody. It's not my environment's fault, and it's not my upbringing's fault, and it's not society's fault, or the culture I live in. It's my fault. And he put his head, between his knees and cried and cried, and he died. He died doing tshuva, realizing, coming face to face with himself, who he was, accepting responsibility. And a bas kol, a voice came out from heaven and says, that rabbi, he became a rabbi at that moment, Rabbi Eliezer ben Tardion, has a place, mezumen olam haba. He has a place for him. There's a place for him. He's gotten olam haba. He gets the future world. He gets Gan Eden for this tshuva. Gemara is teaching us that it's up to you. Don't want to hear about it, that we're brought up in America in a spiritual Holocaust, that we're survivors of the Holocaust, that we have problems, that we have an upbringing, we didn't have opportunities, we did have opportunities, we're spoiled, we're not spoiled. Those are our individual nisyonis, our individual tests to overcome. I have a tendency for this, I have a tendency for that. Good, overcome it. That's the lesson of the Ezra ben Dardion, that tshuva is up to you. So it's up to us. Now I'm going to tell you another Gemara from the tractate called Nedarim. Gemara talks about the future, the end of days. Talks about Gehenna. Let's talk about Gehenna. It says, Ein Gehenna lo olam haba. He says, you know what? There's no Gehenna in the next world. Hold on, there is. He says, Ein Gehenna latzid lo olam haba. So there's no Gehenna. Eloi. Rather, you know what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the sun out of its shield. V'tzadikim misrapim ba. Tzadikim will be healed by this light, this heat. V'roshonim nidunim ba. And the wicked will be judged by it. Some people change when they see the light at the end of the tunnel. Others when they feel the heat. Gemara says, you know what that sun represents? Hashem's going to take the sun out of its sheath. He says, that sun is going to shed a light. You're going to see the full, unadulterated, unfiltered truth in the future, at the end of days. And that can be Gan Eden, or it could be Gehenna. The unfiltered light of truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one day going to shed the light of truth on our lives. He's going to show us that there was no excuses. There was no rationalizations. There's going to be no place to hide. Because you can't hide from the truth. So, that moment of truth for a tzaddik, a person who lived their lives meaningful, consistent, understood what why they were here, as we said, yafeh, sha'achad, b'tshuva ma'isim toib in this world, right? They didn't live a life of hypocrisy or lies or falsehood. They'll bask in that light. That light will be the greatest Gan Eden. But, if not, if a person lived a life of inconsistency, of hypocrisy, and every rationalization, at every excuse, he didn't face himself, then that light of truth is going to be Gehenna for him. Because then he's not going to be able to hide. He's not going to be able to rationalize or talk his way out of this one. It's going to be staring them in the face. Shalom Aleichem. There you are. No place to hide. That's what Yom HaDin is all about. That's what the Day of Judgment is all about. Yom Kippur is a microcosm. Preview. Sneak preview. Yom Kippur. Guess what? You got to face yourself. It's up to you. It's up to you! We wear a kittel. It's even a custom for ladies to wear white on Yom Kippur. You know one of the reasons we wear a kittel? Big day may seem. Because they look like shrouds. Kittel resembles shrouds. It's the clothes of the dead. Simu alev. Put it in your heart. Shebebegodim elu. That in these clothes, she'anu loyfshim achshav, that we're wearing right now, nelach le'olam ha'elyon, leten din b'cheshbon. These are the clothes that we're going to wear when we go to the future world to give a judgment and an accounting. Lifnei melech malchei ha'melechim ha'kadosh baruch hu, before Hashem. So we wear these in Yom Kippur, Day of Judgment. Shenidma b'daseinu ki'ilu anu oimdim b'belodim elu l'tnei kisei akavod. So we can picture in our minds on this day as if we're standing in our shrouds before the heavenly throne. Li'ten din b'cheshbon, to give judgment and a reckoning. V'nischaret charata gemura. And there we're going to have a tremendous regret for what we've done. When you're standing before the throne of glory, before Hashem, after 120 years, you're going to have a real regret. The only problem is, after you die, regret ain't going to help. It ain't going to help up there. But now, harehi mo'ila. Now regret works. It's one of the components of tshuva. So come Yom Kippur, dress in white. Picture yourself. 120 years, this is the way I'm going to be. Again, a big Yom Kippur, standing for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, giving a reckoning, like I am right now, except one big difference. Right now I can do something about it. I can tear my heart down to the soul, I can regret and truly want to get close to your Kodesh Baruch Hu, regret my sins that caused a richuk, a distance from us. Works. Listen to this from the Chayei Odom. Person should yivkeh, person should cry, you want to have the tshuva, cry, v'yismarmer, v'yisvadeh, he should confess, vidui, al asher hichis es adoin Hashem tzavokos. How he angered Hashem. He should cry over the fact how he angered Hashem, his creator, upagam nishmaso, and that he damaged his neshama asher chanan Hashem lo, that Hashem gave him. That Hashem gave him lativ bachriso, to bestow all sorts of pleasures on him in the next world. He gave this precious neshama, you know why? Because he wants to give it unbelievable pleasures in the next world, spiritual delights that we can't reckon with. And you took this and you put holes in it. V'yisbayash, a person should be ashamed. Busha. Key component to tshuva. Busha. Same letters. Tshuva, root word. Bosh. V'yisbayash, should be shamed. V'yomer al libo, and she said, he should say to his heart, Ma asisi, what did I do? Lo zacharti, I didn't remember. V'gamali kol toy toivas, I don't remember, I didn't remember. What am I doing? Hashem has given me so much, and this is the way I repay him. V'anoichi shalamti ra tachas toiva, and I pay back good for all, I pay back bad, evil, sinned against him for all the good he's given me? Oy li. Oy, a lie. Woe is me. You know the Chatzka Rebbe's famous Slichos. Yeah? Chatzka Rebbe, Slichos, the penitent prayers that we say before, you know, famous Slichos. The Slichos was, Locho Hashem Atzdoka. So you, Hashem, is righteousness. I acknowledge everything you've done is right. Everything you've given me has been a chaste Hashem. It's been tzedakah. It's been tzedakah, everything you've given me. That was his slichus. He walked in. Lecha Hashem a tzedakah. A gutavach. He walked out. That's the essence of tshuva. The essence of tshuva, it's up to you. You face yourself. And you acknowledge that everything Hashem has done is right. Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka. Okay, once again. Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka. To you, Hashem is righteousness. First thing, you gotta acknowledge that the Mishpat Hashem, the judgment of Hashem, the things that happen to you during the year, during your life. My question, you don't understand. You may not be too happy with it. The first thing, you acknowledge that that Mishpat was Tzedakah, was righteousness, was right. Right, righteousness. It's right, it's right. Lecha Hashem Tzedakah, you're right. I'm wrong. Well, now you're on your way. Now you're on your way to doing tshuva. You can acknowledge that Hashem is right. You have no complaints to Hashem. I've got no complaints. It's my fault. It's up to me. That's the first step to tshuva. You recognize that everything that happened to us, you know what happened to me? Because of my sins. It's my fault. Lecha Hashem Atzdaka. You're right. It's me that did this to me. The rest of that goes the following. Lecha Hashem Atzdaka. V'lanu boishes ponim. And for us, you're right, and we have a boishes ponim. We're shamefaced. Chatzka Rebbe, there's another version of that slichus. It says he came in, he says, Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, I see. V'lanu boishes ponim, and we're shamefaced? That I don't see. And he walked out of the Beis Medrash. You can bet after that there was a lot of boishes ponim. Lecha Hashem Atzdaka. You want to focus on something, Yom Kippur? Tshuva, my sins, I did this wrong, I did that wrong. It's very good, it's very good. I got another idea. Just acknowledge Hashem's right. That's all. Don't question Him. Don't have any complaints. You don't understand something? Good. You don't understand. You go weiter. But you don't question Hashem. Lecha Hashem Atzdaka. Tshuva on Yom Kippur. Number one, to realize everything Hashem has given you is a tzedakah. Everything, the chaste Hashem, you wake up in the morning. Moideani. Just read an article in the Jewish Observer. One of the terrorists bombed a bus, and there's a young policeman, Orthodox from policeman, who woke up in the hospital. Right? So next morning, he said, Moide Ani. You know, you wake up in the morning and say, Moide Ani, thank you Hashem for returning my soul to me. He got the first two words out and he broke down crying. He couldn't go any further. Moide Ani. Couldn't go on. The words are too powerful. He says, I say this every single day. But now, I feel it. I could have been dead. I survived that bus explosion. And he put his head down and started crying. An 80-year-old man tapped him on the shoulder. I know how you feel. I feel the same way. I'm the only one to survive in my family from the concentration camps. I'm the only one from my whole town that survived. When I came here, I started davening. Couldn't do it. I get a couple words out of my mouth, and the words are too powerful. They took on such a meaning. He says, look around. Look around the hospital. the policeman writes, you know what, I looked around the hospital, all these people that survived the bus explosion, and they were in the hospital for other reasons. And it was amazing. They were all doing the exact same thing. They all were holding on to their sitter like it was the most prized possession of their lives. And they were reciting each and every word so carefully, so much from the heart. Words that we say all the time. But it takes sometimes a traumatic event, a life-threatening event to wake us up on Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah. To you Hashem is righteousness, that you sustain me every day, the bracha. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Miller says, most rebukes, not some rebukes, but most rebukes in life are good ones. Hashem will bring you in contact with someone, you should know from it, that has an illness, or not feeling well, something's gone wrong, and that's a rebuke. Hashem is saying, you know what, that could happen to you. Appreciate life. Appreciate the tzedakah, the chaste Hashem of every day, of being alive, of being a Yid, of being in America, to practice our Yiddishkeit, of being a Yid. Enjoy being a Yid. Enjoy a Yom Kippur. Just push it. Don't take it for granted. Tshuva Yom Kippur, number one, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah, to recognize the Chaste Hashem every day that He's blessed us with. I don't care what it is, health, spouse, children, whatever it is. You got problems, you don't have children, or you're not married, or you don't have the job you want, whatever it is. Okay. But look at everything else you got. Look at everything else. That's the problem. You don't focus on what you have. So any little kleinigkeit that goes wrong, that overwhelms, it takes things out of perspective. We all have tremendous brachas to be happy about. That's tshuva. That's a tshuva. To be happy with what Hashem gave you is a tshuva. That's number one, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah. Number two, we already said, that I'm matzdik es hadin. I recognize and I acknowledge that your judgment is correct, is right. Lanu boishes ponim, and to us, we're supposed to be shame-faced. As a matter of fact, Maimonides Rambam says, on his concept of tshuva, has the same root words, same letters rather, as boish, shame. He says, that's the component of tshuva. Kol zman shehem boishim emaseyam. When you're ashamed of your deeds, it's a tshuva process. Yom Kippur, one day a year. One day a year, Hashem bestows this tremendous gift. Forgives you. Actually, there's a double process. Not just forgiveness, a kapora. This tahara that we talked about. The mikvah that we started the class with. What's the tahara? You have to understand. Or Gedolya explains that with every sin, there's a double process. Number one, there's a problem that you just rebelled against the king of the world. Right? Got a death penalty on you. Truth is. Right? Okay. So Hashem forgives you. Wonderful. We have a loving Father in heaven. He forgives us. It's wonderful. You know, you got a beautiful antique plate. You drop it and you break it. Ma forgives you. It's okay. The plate's still broken. Not going to get punished, but the plate is broken. There's a cause and effect with every sin. In other words, besides the kapur aspect that you need atonement, you need a tahara. You need a purification. Because with every sin, you have blemished the soul. Shotgun. You blew the soul full of holes. So it says in Vayikra, Ki b'yom hazeh yikapir aleichem, on this day, Yom Kippur, Hashem will atone for your sins. L'tayer eschem, to purify you mekol chataseyam. Not only kapura, but tahara. L'fnei Hashem titaru. Here, that's the greatest matana, the greatest gift we have in Yom Kippur. Hashem not only forgives us, but there's a bigger aspect with every sin. With every sin, we get that thickening of the orlas halev, that foreskin on the heart, right? And Hashem is maltem is arlas levavchem. He's going to circumcise our heart in 2 days. He's going to take off the foreskin. He's going to take off that thick covering put on our heart with every sin that desensitizes our neshama. It's called timtum halev. It stuffs it up. Every sin stuffs up the heart. So it doesn't feel. Doesn't feel Yiddishkeit. Doesn't feel the zeis of being a yid. And that causes a person to sin more. That's what it means. Avera, goreris, avera. One sin causes another sin. Works the other way too. Every time you do a mitzvah, you purify your soul. Mitzvah, goreris, mitzvah. Okay? Now, there's another idea. This idea, din v'cheshbon. Yeah, you hear this term? Din v'cheshbon, we said a couple times here. Not to give a judgment. That's a din for what you did wrong, the sin. Right? You gotta give a oinish, or Hashem forgives you, you get a kapora. Within din, we said two aspects, tahara, you gotta be purified. What's the cheshbon? Din v'cheshbon. What's the cheshbon aspect? The calculation. Calculation. The etzem sin you did. Okay, you can atone for that. But the cheshbon is mind-boggling. The cheshbon means, the calculation is, that sin caused this, you know? The effect. The cause and effect of that sin. And at the same time you were doing that sin, the cheshbon is, you could have been doing a mitzvah. And purifying your shama. And that would have led you to do another mitzvah. And that would have influenced this guy. And he would have done a mitzvah. And that would have influenced him to do another mitzvah. And someone else would have been influenced by seeing that guy that you influenced. And so forth and so on. That's the cheshbon. Heavy duty. There's a cheshbon that at the same time we're taking this precious time and life force that we have, this huge locomotive, and we're carrying paper cups full of schmutz that we could have been doing mitzvahs. Listen to the Chiddush Yarim. Listen to the Chiddush Yarim. You want to know what Gehenna is? Here we go again. Here it is. Shachas hidavar avot she'ein lahasik b'chol olamos. 1 hour that you killed in this world is gone, and you can't get it back in all the next worlds. Yeah, spend an hour shooting the wind, shooting the breeze. Just spitting out words and see where they land, right? Besides the fact that you probably said lashon hara, it's one of the things you weren't supposed to say. Okay, even if you said anything parv, ma'isa, you could have used that hour to talk Torah. Could have used that hour to do mitzvahs. Sha'achat tshuva ma'isim toivim ba'olam hazeh mechol chaya olam haba. 1 hour doing tshuva ma'isim toivim in this world is greater than all the next world. V'zeu gehenam. That's gehenam. Gehenam lo'olam haba in the next world is ma sheyesh lo busha. Gehenna is in the next world when you are shame-faced. Ha'ech avad oilam hazeh. How I lost out this world. I wasted this world. Mashu al kulam. Hainu mekol chayi oilam haba. That's more valuable than all of this world. That's Gehenna. Yeah? Could have had a V8. I could have done a mitzvah. You want to know what Gehenna is? Gehenna is when you get to the next world and they tell you, it's all over. You can't do mitzvahs anymore. You mean Amen? I'm getting all this? Yeah, Gehenna? Gehenna is the reward you get for mitzvahs. Because when you get the reward for mitzvahs, you get that reward for Amen, for saying that bracha, you realize, oy vey, I'm getting so much for this Amen. Can you imagine? Like you just told us, can you imagine if I would spend all my time in the world? Right? Remember the story we told last week? 1 hour. Here, collect all the gems you want. Collect all the gems you want. Who's going to waste the moment? That's Gehenna. I wasted so many precious moments in this world, it's gone. That's Yom Kippur. Don't worry about eating Yom Kippur. You know the standard thing to say, 2 days of the year, you fast 26 hours, Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, so much salt, the base of Migdash, it says, Tisha B'Av, you know, how can you eat? And Yom Kippur, who wants to eat? Who wants to waste eating? Who wants to waste it pampering the body? What an opportunity. Kapora, Tahara, Mikvah. Tshuva is a metamorphosis. Mamash is a metamorphosis. You can change your past. It didn't happen anymore. The plates put back together. There's a tahara aspect. Not only a kapora, I'm not going to punish you. I'm going to put that plate back together. You're going to go beyond time. It never happened, says Hashem. I'm going to refine you. I'm going to give you a tahara. Remove the tumtum alev. Tshuva means nothing. It means absolutely nothing on the earthly court. Right? It means everything in the heavenly court. It changes your past like it didn't happen, and it changes your future. Tshuva is beyond time. No wonder they say that tshuva is one of those things that was created before the world was created. Because it's not part of this world. It's beyond time. It changes your past. It changes your future. Couple good notes I have to tell you here. Let me try to cheer you up a little bit. Yom Kippur is the biggest gift we have. Pasha don't realize it because we don't realize what a sin is. We realize what a chet was, a sin was. We'd, you know, appreciate Yom Kippur. Just gotta realize Hashem wants you to do tshuva. He's begging you. He's pleading with us. Please, my kinderlach, do tshuva. I want to mitare you. I want to mitare. I want to purify you. It's up to you. 2 more days. Separate yourself sometime each one of these days. Think. That's what it says. You're supposed to do it all the month of Elul. Kaveah, Yom V'Laila, set times aside, day and night, lisboided, to bente, to think what's going on. Right? To think, yeah, I did this right, I did this wrong. To confess your sins. Talk to Hashem. Give more tzedakah now. Try to learn a little bit better. Safer Musar books. Right? This time that we're in right now, these 10 days, is called an Ace Ratzon. Tefillah Nishmas Bo. It's a time when tefillah is very heard. Hashem's walking around amongst us. He wants to hear from us. Gotta prepare now before you get into Yom Kippur. 2 more days. Think about doing something different this year. It says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is such a Baal Rachamim. He's so full of mercy. He accepts even a partial tshuva. You know, let's say, yes, also says, Yinakeh v'lo Yinakeh. What does it mean? He'll cleanse, but he won't cleanse. It's a person. You know, if you say, like, you're sinning, let's say a person speaks Lashon Hara. So really, you should say, I'm not going to speak any Lashon Hara anymore. He says, well, sometimes, what? That's not tshuva. Kodesh Baruch accepts it. He says, you know what? I'm not going to start any Lashon Hara. But someone comes up to me and starts talking, I don't know if I can resist. But at least I'm going to make up my mind, that I'm not going to initiate the conversation. That's tshuva. Hashem counts that. A partial tshuva on a sin. You hear such a concept? Something. That's the idea. Think about it for the next 2 days. Right? Grab something small. some small, get an achiza on tshuva, right? That way, all year long, you'll be in the parsha of tshuva, whatever it is. I told you a famous story a couple years ago, I think it was, maybe it was more than a couple years ago, Rav Shach, you know what his tshuva was? You know what his resolution was? He's gonna bencher. Not by heart. He's gonna use the bencher, look inside, see the words. Cause you see the words, it arouses more kavana. That was his resolution. And only on Shabbos. Just on Shabbos. Cause he knew, if he said I was gonna do it all during the week, but mainly he wouldn't do it. But whatever he said he's gonna do, whatever little thing, seems little, he stuck to it. That's what we gotta do. Pick something. Have an achiz on tshuva. That's the mitzvah of the day. Okay, that's one thing. Okay. While you're there, in your room, meditating on this, how you can fix yourself up, remember something else. We keep saying, all week long, Zachrein L'chaim. We're going to be saying a lot, Yom Kippur. Remember us for life. Right? Think about this when you're in your room. Zachrein L'chaim. Why are we asking for life? I mean, there's life. There's a lot of different types of, get a life. Oh, that's the expression. Right? Get a life. I know what they mean when they say that. But is that a life for a yid? Is that the kind of life we want? Is that what we're asking for? Zachrein L'chaim. L'ma'ancha Elokim Chaim. For your sake, Hashem, give us life. Right? Says Kedushas Levi, we want a Chayim for your sake, that will be able la'avodischa, to serve you, to do Torah, mitzvahs. That's why we want life. Rav Am Hadras Melech. The king's glory is enhanced by a great multitude. We want to be part of it. We want to mamlich you from Rosh Hashanah by serving you. That's why we're asking for a life. Again, think about it. You got a neshama, Yom Kippur, you're getting back in touch with yourself, why you want a chayim, all these little things, these little things, which are the real you, that we forget about to think about all year round. Right? Forget about the locomotive, the body. Talk to your neshama. Why do you want chayim? Why are you here? Why do you want to live? You gotta prepare beforehand, because I want you to know something. You know the expression they say, it says in Sukkah, tractate Sukkah, Ka godol mechavero yetzro godol memenu. Whoever is bigger on a higher level than his friend, he has a bigger yetzer hara. Bigger people have a much more sophisticated yetzer hara. That's how Adam can be tripped up in sinning. Right? That's how the people in the desert built the golden calf, even though it wasn't so simple. Because the bigger you are, the more sophisticated Yetzer Hara is. That's what it means. Kol ha-godol mechavero Yetzer ha-godol memenu also applies on the days of the year. Any day, kol ha-godol mechavero, that's bigger than other days, there's a bigger Yetzer Hara on that day. And Yom Kippur is the biggest day. It's the biggest day of the year, right? And it's a very stark Yetzer Hara on that day. Right? It's going to be a lot of test to distract you that day. Think about this. Get into really from Yetzer Hara. You know what I'm saying? Looking Yom Kippur. Hey, no, I gotta look nice on Yom Kippur. How's this dress look? How's this tie look? It's okay. That's important, but how important is it? Whatever it is, you start all concentrating on how you're gonna look and this and that, or what's Yom Kippur, and you forget about the day. But if you prepare beforehand, before you get to Yom Kippur, you readdress that neshama, you get a chiz on tshuva, you get your game face on. That's you need. Get your game face on before you arrive into Yom Kippur. Now, tomorrow, we have a day that we eat. Tomorrow's a yontav, semi-yontav. It's a day you eat. Kabbalistically, they say a person can fix up all his eatings for the year if he eats on this day, B'Kedusha B'Tara. Person eats on Erev Yom Kippur as if he fasted the 9th and 10th. That's fasted 2 days. Right. A lot of explanations on that. Lamaisa, a member of Emmanuel Feldman, saying, I got to preface this. He said that the Suda, he brought a source, that the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur, eating that meal, is a greater service of Hashem than the fasting aspect of Yom Kippur. You hear this? And in his words, the reason is, because it's always harder to serve Hashem on a full stomach when everything's going well than when you're fasting. Yeah? Things go well, we don't turn to Hashem. We've talked about this many times. When you have tzaras, lo aleinu. Yeah, when you're in a fast, when you're hurting, you turn to Hashem. So that's the test tomorrow. You know, we're just servants of the king. 3 weeks come, Hashem tells us, got to cry over the base of Mikdash, so we cry. Rosh Hashanah, we have to be happy. We're making Hashem king, we're happy. 10 days shuva, trepidation. Tomorrow you got to be happy. Ziyantiv. You're entering the day of judgment that night, okay? As a soldier, you gotta channel those emotions. You know, there's halacha. The halacha is, it says in brachos, attracting brachos, you know. You're davening. I can't remember if it's Shema or Tzfilah. I think it's Shemone Esrei. And even if there's a snake wound around your ankle, can't move. Even if a king greets you, it says, can't return his greeting. So it's interesting, the Gemara uses those two examples. So, I forgot the source of this. It's important that I should remember the source, but anyway. But Maisa, why are these two examples? If you think about it, a snake curled around your ankle, tremendous fear. Tremendous fear. And a king greeting you, tremendous excitement, enthusiasm. You would like to return his greeting, but you don't. A Jew has to channel all of his emotions from a fear of harm being done to him, a snake, to the excitement and enthusiasm of greeting the king. He has to channel them all to the service of Hashem. What's required at the moment is you stand still and daven to Hashem. You may be all excited on Sukkos about shaking the lulav esrog, right? Whatever it is, control yourself and get the mitzvah done right. Right? And on Yom Kippur, you could just fall apart. You could cry. You could not open your mouth. You gotta control yourself. Put the emotions in check and serve Hashem. One of the great praises to Aaron is that he lit the menorah, right? Every day, the same way. It says, Lagid Shivcho Sha'aran Shaloshina. To tell the praise of Aaron, he didn't change. So one of the explanations is, he didn't knock it down. In his enthusiasm for the mitzvah, he didn't run up there and knock down the menorah. You hear? So tomorrow's Erev Yom Kippur. A Jew has to be in simcha. So Yom Tov. That's what Hashem said. Be in simcha. Be in betachem. At the same time, you're entering Yom Hadin. You're entering, you know, the court. So I'm going to finish with this. First of all, the good news. Last of all, the good news. We have a rule. We read it, the Torah portion on Rosh Hashanah. Ba'asher hu sham. Ein adam nidon elu lefi ma'isav ba'asher hu sham. A person's only judged by his actions, how he is right now, says the tractate in Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'id Al Yisrael. Hashem witnesses that Israel Sheretzoino Masois Ritzoino, that our will is to do His will. Kevan Shebaim L'Tshuva B'Yom Adin. You see that we're all here in Shul on the Day of Judgment. Ve'Oisa Ritzono Shemakam. We're trying to do Your will, Hashem. Harehem Nedunim Lifi Ma Shehem Oto. They're judged as they are right now in Shul. Right now, everybody's in shul. You wanted your tshuva. Hashem forgets about the past. He ignores what you're going to do in the future. You shouldn't. He does. How you are right now, Hashem will judge you. You wanted your tshuva. You really want to serve Hashem. You really regret your actions. That works. That works as a kapora. Lo ayu yomim tovim Yisrael ki yom kippurim. The biggest day of Simcha is Yom Kippur. Yom Slicho Mechila. The biggest day of Simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yom Kippur. Because it's a yom slicha u'mechila, it's a day of forgiveness, of atonement, because we are His children. His children, Klal Yisrael, become impure on this day, and that means it's the biggest day of simcha for Hashem. He gets to be close again to us. We get to be close again to Him. That's it, guys. Take advantage of it. Spend the next couple days thinking about it. Get the game face on. Remember, there's a loving Father in heaven with His hands outstretched telling you to come home. Come back. Shuv. Do tshuva. I want to have a relationship with you again, my children. Shall all have a Gemara Chasima Teva.